Time now on the Bonanza Pregame Show to visit with Brent Bolte, head coach of the Beavers. Brent, congratulations on the win.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Another week of a bunch of penalties, unfortunately. 13 of them last week, 9 defensive, 5 for offsides. You like aggressiveness, but how do you curb it so you're not taking penalties, but yet still maintain being aggressive?
You know, it was like Groundhog's Day. I kept seeing it over and over again, and it wasn't the same kid. They were trying to time up some stunts, and it just can't happen. So we addressed this last week. We're going to continue. We run guys. We do, you know, things throughout practice to try to simulate where we're going to get in the games, but it just comes back to guys need to key the ball and do some very, very base things. So we'll hopefully improve upon that this week.
The good thing is those are all 5-yard penalties. You also took 2 unsportsmanlikes, 15-yarders kill you. One of them on the Mikey Washington touchdown run. That one's almost okay, isn't it?
You know, I was on Sunday, you know, we do our meetings, and I told Mikey, you know, congratulations on making ESPN and all that cool stuff. And I'm like, you're still running. I don't care. But you know, it just goes back to just being unselfish. I mean, as I told Mike, I'm like, you did such a great job on the run and then do a selfish act, which in turn gave them, we had a kickoff from the 20. Ike bombs a kickoff down to the 3, and we got to cover 15 extra yards, got on lanes, and they returned it for a touchdown. So if that game wouldn't have been out of hand at that point, it surely could have cost us. And same thing happened at Winona. We just killed ourselves with penalties, and they were able to produce. So it's going to be a big point of emphasis this week, is just playing, just play smart and do what you're supposed to do, line up correctly and play football.
Take the listeners into the brain of Brent Bolte on the sidelines as that play is unfolding.
I thought it was
when he initially cuts back, what are you thinking?
Well, I was like, don't hit him, Hein, because Hein came back and our quarterback just smashed one of their D linemen. So I was like, I was kind of hoping he was just going to go down. And then I saw the whole thing unfold right in front of me. I'm like, no way. So I was screaming. And then, you know, the guy that actually saw everything unfold, that I think the reason that Mikey scored, was Blake Holder, saw him bounce. And Holder grabbed him and kind of threw him in to get running again. So it was crazy, and the officials did a good job. Normally they kind of mess that one up and blow it dead, but that was one of the craziest runs I've ever seen in my life.
300 yards rushing means that offensive line was doing their job, correct?
Yeah, they certainly played a lot better than week one, which you kind of expected. I think just playing a quality opponent in Winona, they were really good on the defensive line. And not saying CSP wasn't, but learning 3 guys kind of playing their first game for us in different spots. So it was certainly a much better production. I thought Tucker Forsgren played extremely well. Massively different player from week 1 to week 2. And a couple of other guys, I thought, you know, Krause and Joe Woods, I thought those 2 guys were standout too. So, and Schindler's been a rock at right tackle. So those guys really did play a heck of a game.
Defensively, who stood out?
You know, I think our front 6 again, the down the D-line, and then 2 inside backers. I think Nico Daniello and Tristan Ross are playing just so fast at inside backer. They're just physical type of guys. John Vogler, I mean, and Evan Tompkins both had 2 interceptions. You know, John returned one for 70-yard touchdown. So those 2 kids played well. But, you know, to control the run the first 2 weeks like we have without overloading the box, that's been impressive with our defensive line. We got a lot of guys playing down there too, so that's been a bright spot.
More with Coach Bolte when we return the Bonanza Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Bonanza Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network, part 2 with head coach Brent Bolte. Augie is a team that confuses me a little bit right now with their 2 results and maybe how close last week's game was. That said, have a 5th-year graduate student quarterback. What are you expecting out of them offensively?
Well, they're going to be a little similar to us. They started running some tempo against all they ran tempo this year, which is something they didn't do as much with Trey Hyde. They didn't have to because Trey was just so dang good and they had really good receivers. So I think they're trying to find an identity. I think they're talented on the offensive line. They're just a little bit younger, kind of similar to us. I think they have some talented running backs. They're just young freshmen and sophomores. One kid that's a junior. And then their quarterback, I mean, when he gets going straight ahead, he's wow factor fast. So, and they got big, tall receivers. So I think they're just not in sync yet on the offensive side of the ball. And then on the defensive side of the ball, they've certainly just been big physical group. They got good skill guys. It's just, you know, Moorhead's explosive on offense, probably tough out for them. And then I just don't think they played very well at Minot. I don't think that's the best Augie can bring to the table. And I think when they get home, I think they'll be fired up to prove that, you know, the first week against Moorhead was a fluke and get after us.
this early in the season, you don't have a ton of tape to show your guys about them. Is it hard showing them tape where they don't play well and you're expecting them to play better?
You know, it's a double-edged sword. You know, our guys, it's human nature, go, well, hey, you know, Minot lost to CSP by 24. We beat CSP by blah, blah, blah. And, you know, they only beat Augie, only beat Minot by, you know, a slight few, you know, 8 points. So, you know, that's human nature. But I can also go back last year where we blew teams out that got beat by another team or lost. And then we end up losing, you know, like Moorhead, for example. So it really doesn't matter. It's a week-to-week deal. And as much as the Penn State coach, I kind of giggled at his response this week, you know, playing Pitts just like playing Akron, I get his points. Like, you got to move on and you play your next team, and it doesn't matter who it is. So I think they got to put that other stuff behind them. You watch the film, the good, the bad, the ugly, and you know they're going to be vastly improved. Augie has good skill. Augie has good players. My opinion, Augie should be winning championships with the resources they got down there. So I don't know what the issue is right now, besides they're just young and out of sync right now. And I think they'll get there. And the quarterback, I mean, it's hard to replace Tre Hyde, arguably the best quarterback or one of the best quarterbacks in the league's history. So they're trying to find their identity.
Their guy, quarterback will run if you let him. Who or what position is responsible for any dual threat quarterback?
Well, for us, we kind of spread the wealth around. We'll assign different guys to them. You know, it's interesting because we play against a runaround quarterback every day in practice. So we're accustomed to seeing what they're doing a little bit. I think our offense might be a little bit further ahead. We throw more things at people. Craig does a lot of different things. And I think Augie will get to that point. They're just, I think, just trying to get some confidence in what they're doing right now. So I think what Augie wants to do is run the ball. And for us, you know, our D-line's going to have to contain him. And then obviously our inside backers and safeties, as we fit down when he breaks contain, those are the guys that usually have that assignment of keeping that guy in the pocket.
Defensively for them, Kirby Hora is number 30 linebacker. He's had double-digit tackles both games. How active is he?
He's a great player. I'd take him right now. He could come off to play in the green. But, you know, he stood out on film last year on crossover film. He's a really good football player. They have good players. They got upperclassmen in the secondary. They have big physical defensive line. I think all their backers are active. So they do some interesting things behind it, and they do a nice job disguising and run a lot of different coverage looks at you. So our offensive group will have their hands full with just the complex defense that they'll have to see this week.
You tried some things on special teams last week. Just seemed to take a while to get done what you wanted to do. If you're on tempo, what were you hoping to get out of that?
The part with the swinging gate last week, I mean, we certainly want to give people different looks on that week to week, and we found one this week that we thought we were going to get matchups and should have scored on both the runs. Henning got a little excited and ran right in the back of one of our pullers on the second one, but we're just trying to make teams prepare, I think, more than anything else, and, you know, spend some extra time. You know, CSP, to be honest with you, their special teams are really good. We spent a lot of time working on that. See, they hit the big kickoff return. But other than that, which I think was aided by the penalty more than anything else, but I think our guys did a really good job on special teams last week. We ran safe on punt return because they ran so many different things. So I'm like, no, we're not going to give up a fake. But we give a lot of looks, and I think it paid off. I thought Ike had a really good game too. So it pays off. Hopefully they have to burn a lot of energy looking at all the film on that side.
Best of luck.
I appreciate it.
Brent Bolte, head coach of the Beavers, starting lineups next here on the Beaver Radio Network.